Good day. The first expression that I would offer to all of you is a congratulations in what you accomplished in your previous year. I'm aware that this previous year was challenging for many, if not most of you, and in that you may not have been aware or been thinking that you were moving or that you were accomplishing anything, and many of you may have been distressed or frustrated to a point in which you were thinking that you were moving backward rather than forward, but I would assure all of you that you were actually moving forward, and in that you were generating considerable expansion, and in doing so, you have moved yourselves to now, and now you have presented to yourselves, most of you, a new opening, a new direction, new inspirations, and expressions of accomplishment. And in that, I would offer my acknowledgement to each of you in what you have accomplished and moving yourself into the position that you are now. At this point, presently, most of you stand at a gateway to tremendous new vistas. I am not expressing a prediction in relation to this present year, but in relation to what most of you are projecting in energy, it is likely that you will be much more successful with much more ease in this time framework than you were in your previous year. And I would also express an encouragement to all of you that much more than the previous year, I will be very consistently interactive with all of you and offering tremendous encouragement and supportiveness to each of you in your new endeavors, even those of you that do not know what your new endeavors are yet, but you will. And this, what I would engage with you now at the beginning of this new year, in that expression of encouragement, is expressing the opportunity for all of you to engage myself in relation to what you might foresee as a challenge to yourself presently in moving forward, or in what may be confusing to you in relation to maintaining being present. For this is a tremendously important factor. This wave has been tremendously successful in how all of you have been moving and what you have been presenting to yourselves and new awarenesses about yourselves in what you can accomplish, what you can do, how you are empowering yourselves, and giving yourselves your own answers in many capacities, which is the point. And in that is a tremendous indicator of your movement and expansion and shifting. And in that also, I would express that if you incorporate questions in relation to personality types, then you can present those questions also. For there is considerable confusion that is occurring in relation to the identification of leader personalities and supporter personalities. Recognize the identification of words, not leader energy, leader personality, not supporter energy, supporter personality, which is different. And in that, as I have expressed previously, this is not a designation of what individuals do with those types of personalities. It does not determine whether an individual expresses leader roles or not leader roles. It is a personality type. And in that, there are differences between these two personality types. And in that also, I would express that in relation to leader roles, when a leader personality steps into that type of role, they generally will generate the expression quite easily, but generally speaking, not entirely willingly. Leader personalities do incorporate strong energy in certain capacities, but supporter personalities also can express very strong energy. And in that, it can be confusing in relation to what the difference is between these two personality types. It is a matter of what you generate individually, naturally, not necessarily what constructs influence or what roles are incorporated. It is more of an individual, personal expression of the personality itself. Therefore, if you incorporate confusion or questions in relation to that subject, also I welcome the expression of them. But in this, I would very much encourage each of you to share what you perceive presently as accomplishments and movements in new directions that are and have been recently empowering to you. And the reason that I am encouraging of this direction in relation to your sharing is that in regard to what I have been discussing with all of you in recent time frameworks and what you pay attention to, and therefore what you create more of, I would move in the direction at this point to be very encouraging of you to be paying attention to what you want rather than what you don't want, and what you are doing rather than what you are not doing, and to share that with myself and with each other in this forum, to be expressing that energy in a manner of speaking of solidarity, and beyond that, to be generating a contribution to all in the encouragement in that direction. Your world is experiencing a very volatile time framework presently, and that energy that all of you project in an empowering and an encouraging manner can be tremendously powerful and can be very affecting. And I would encourage all of you to be participating in that. Therefore, in very simple terms, in your terminology, I would enjoy sharing with each of you your good news. What good news do each of you in CarePray to share and to allow all of us to participate with you in? And I will open the floor to all of you.
Hi, Elias. This is, I'll just give a second for other people to respond, but since I didn't hear anybody, this is moderator asking a question on behalf of Julie, which is, are there more than these two personality types, leader and supporter? And there's a part two, are there more dimensions to the personality? For example, observer / mystic is that one.
Are there more than two personality types in your physical dimension? No. Are there extended aspects of these two personality types that are connected with the personality type? No. I would express that all of these other qualities that individuals express are not necessarily associated with that personality type of leader or supporter. Therefore, other expressions such as a mystic, that could be expressed by any personality. And in that, it is not necessarily associated with a leader or a supporter.
I would like to say something here at the outset in a positive framework. I think that our groups on Facebook are very, they've turned into something that's very positive and helpful to people. We pool energy when somebody's got a problem. People talk about their accomplishments in a way I don't think they can talk to other people. It's, for me, it's just incredibly nice to watch the conversation sometimes and other times to join in. experimenting with these concepts in my life and watching other people do the same, they're becoming more real. It's becoming more viable to act as if the stuff we're learning can be part of our lives. That's one thing I want to say. And along the, do you want to respond to that?
Thank you. And I would agree. And I would express that this is excellent. You are forming an actual expression of community. Mm-hmm. Honoring the individuals and the individuals' expressions and experiences, but also allowing yourselves to generate an actual community regardless of your physical proximity. And that is tremendous, for that is an enormous step in the direction of expressing and experiencing that interconnectedness. And I would also acknowledge what you are expressing in relation to the empowerment, for as you share with each other and you develop this expression of community, it allows you to, in a very real capacity, recognize that you are not alone.
Yes.
And in that, that there are other individuals in your world that you can communicate with, that you can connect with, that you can share with, that you can receive from, that you can give to in very real capacities. And as I have expressed from the onset of this forum, until you experience it, and then
a little bit further along those lines, I've been having a very difficult time at work, and I was in a situation which felt really threatening, and I somewhere inside me, I knew that I'm creating this just as much as everybody that I perceived who was doing things to me, but it was a sort of office politics kind of thing. And I spoke to Julie about it, who is doing the presence, working on the issue of presence, which is very exciting to me that kind of splashed over into somebody's life. And I had a long discussion with her about my problem in the framework of me being present. And the one thing that I did accept of the expression from my quote unquote boss was that I was being negative. I figured that out, and it wasn't hard really. And then, but what was hard was trying to be positive in a situation where I felt like everything was negative. But I did that. And it really changed things perceivably. I am stuck in this sort of dialogue with myself about the fact that the work that I'm doing and the situation I'm in my plant, it seems like what we're doing is we are doing a whole lot of measuring things in numbers and percentages and stuff like that. And it doesn't seem like the right direction to me. It seems very much not intuitive, not paying attention to my own instincts or anyone else's, discouraging that, purposefully discouraging that in in the work atmosphere. And so I'm sort of like, why am I doing this? Why don't I do something else? But I feel kind of stuck because I need the money. But anyway, that is a personal issue that I was able to, you know, find some positive direction for myself. I'm sure that there are people in this forum who are doing things that they feel the way I feel, you know, aren't the right direction. That's a small point of view, really, because we're a group, a very diverse group of people trying to do something together. And that's the value that I see in my work.
Excellent. Anyway. And congratulations. Now, let me also express here in this 2 points. One, in relation to your perception at work, which also, in a manner of speaking, relates to the second point in relation to feelings. What I would express to you is there are different avenues that you can engage in relation to how you perceive the situation at your work and what is occurring and what they are doing and what the direction is. Now, in that, you can perceive it as that it is not encouraging self-expression, or that it is not encouraging individuality or creativity or what have you. And in that, you could evaluate that it may not be an environment that you necessarily want to continue to participate in, and that is one avenue, and that is acceptable. But there is more than one manner in which you can perceive anything. Everything is not so black and white, and in that, it is not necessarily attempting to generate the power of positive thinking or to find something that is positive about your work. It is not a matter of that, for your perception is what it is. And in that, it is merely a matter of, first of all, evaluating within yourself what you feel and what you agree with and what you do not agree with and what is to your greatest benefit in being present and whatever choices you are engaging in relation to any given subject, including what job you choose to be engaging. And as you are aware, if you are continuing to engage a particular job, then you are choosing to do that. But in this, I acknowledge that many individuals will continue in a particular employment because of the money, that you create that being the primary reason that you continue in an environment and in a situation and with a job that you may not necessarily like and you may not agree with, but you do it because you value the money and because the money is the first priority This is a significant point, and I cannot emphasize this strongly enough. As I have expressed previously, when money is your primary motivation in a direction, it affects you in more capacities than you realize. It changes your priorities. Now, let me express to you, all of you engage conversations with myself and avail yourself of the information that I provide and attempt to apply that in your daily lives and your directions. But in this, once again, if your first priority is not you, if it is anything else other than you, and what is to your greatest benefit, then that colors everything in your reality, for it colors your perception and in many more capacities than you think. Therefore, in this, once again, I'm not expressing in a black and white direction, and I'm not expressing that any individual that dislikes their job should stop working at that job. What I am expressing is that it is a matter of perception. And not to move in a false direction of attempting to give yourself reasons to like your job if you do not like it, but rather being aware of what you are paying attention to. When an individual does not like their job, there are reasons that they do not like their job. You expressed you do not like the direction that the company moves in and how it expresses itself. And in your perception, it does not empower the individual. And in that, in some capacities, that may be correct. But how does that benefit you to fix your attention on that? And in that, what do you benefit from in your job other than money? And what are the aspects of your job that you disagree with or that you dislike? And in that, what are other aspects of your job that you could focus on that are not about what you don't like, but are perhaps about what you do like, or even if it is not that you like it, that you are comfortable with it? Such as, an individual may not like their job, but they also may incorporate a significant amount of time within their day that they are not actually engaging any tasks related to their job. Therefore, they incorporate a considerable time framework in which they can express in whatever manner they choose and do what they want to do and not be interrupting their job, for they are not engaged in any tasks anyway. Or an individual may not agree with the policy of the company that they work for, but they may like the people that they work with. And in that, they may be expressing an example, or they may be sharing with the people that they work with in a capacity that is beneficial to themselves and to the other individuals. Or an individual may not like their job because they don't like the people that they work with, but there may be other aspects of their job that challenge them. Let me express to you, most individuals that do not like their job but continue to engage that job for ongoing time frameworks, for years perhaps, there is some aspect of it that holds you there. If you genuinely did not like your job at all, or if there was no benefit to your job, you would create a situation in which you would be fired. And your job would expel you, for you would create that, or you would leave. In this, it is a matter of being aware, once again, of what you are paying attention to, and therefore, what energy are you lending to? Just as you expressed in your example of empowering yourself, when you move your attention, it changes the situation, for it changes what you do. It changes how you express, and it changes what energy you are projecting. If an individual dislikes their job for any reason, but continues to engage that job, you are projecting an energy by focusing upon those factors that you dislike or that you don't want, and you are creating more thickness and more difficulty for yourself and for everyone around you. Therefore, the very components of your job that you dislike, you are giving energy to perpetuate them. The more you focus upon what you don't like and what you don't want, or what you don't want to participate in, the more you reinforce precisely that, precisely what you don't like. Therefore, if you perceive that your employment does not value the individual or is not empowering to the individual, the more you pay attention to that, the less empowering that business is. And the more it does not focus on the individual, for you are giving it that power. You are giving it that energy. And the more you do that, the more you influence other individuals to do the same. And the more they do it, the more the company continues to express in the manner that you dislike. It does not move in the reverse. You create precisely what you are projecting. This is not a matter of reverse psychology. This is a matter, very straightforward, very simple, that you create more of whatever you pay attention to. Whatever you project, that is what you create, and that is what you reflect. And in this, this brings us to the second component, which is that aspect of feeling. Generally, if you do not like something, you do not feel good about it. You feel uncomfortable with whatever it is that you do not like. Now, when you define what that feeling actually is, other than the generality of uncomfortable, then, as I expressed previously, you can discover what the opposite of that is. Let me express to you why this is such a powerful expression and such a powerful method and empowering to each of you. Because whatever it is that you dislike or whatever it is that you are uncomfortable with, what you actually want is the opposite anyway. Therefore, when you are experiencing some situation or expression that is uncomfortable, that you dislike, that you don't want, what you do want is generally the opposite of what you are experiencing. Therefore, if you can define what you are feeling that is uncomfortable, and you can identify what the opposite of that is, you can express it in that moment. And what do? You give yourself precisely what you wanted to begin with. You stop creating what you did not want. You stop engaging what is uncomfortable for you, and you actually provide yourself with what you wanted to begin with. Therefore, this method is tremendously powerful. It empowers you, it gives you what you want, it moves your attention, it turns your energy in the direction of not what you don't want, but what you do want. And in that, it also affects your concentration. Remember, concentration is different from attention. It begins with attention, but then it moves inwardly and becomes held energy. It is a held subject. Concentration is any subject that you hold as a definite, as almost an absolute or an absolute. This is what it is, and there is no other manner to perceive it. And this is the direction that will occur, and there is no other option, there is no other manner to be perceiving this subject. It becomes a definite and you hold it. And whether you are continuously paying attention to it or not matters not, for it is always present, such as, I don't like my job. You do not have to be paying attention to not liking your job every moment. And when you return home, you may not be thinking about not liking your job. And when you are engaging social situations, you may not be paying attention to your job. And when you are engaging metaphysical conversations, You may not be thinking about your job or paying attention to it, but it is a concentration. It is always there. It is always present, for it is held. And in that, that subject of the job always invokes an uncomfortable feeling. For you are generating a signal about that subject. I do not like this. And this is the reason that it is so important to be aware of what you are doing and what you are paying attention to. Be aware of what you are engaging, which includes how you speak. When you are joking, or when you are being humorous and you are expressing, I hate my job, or my boss is an idiot, or some people are so stupid. I know this individual that I work with, blah, blah, blah. In that, you may not be paying attention at all to what you are doing, but in that, what you are doing is expressing that concentration. And in that, you are continuing to hold that energy and feed that concentration. Now, I am not expressing to you that in every moment of every day, in every situation, that you always attempt to find the silver lining. For you are emotional beings, and you express the spectrum of emotional expressions and feelings. And those feelings that you consider to be negative are not necessarily bad. And they are equally as important in your reality as those feelings or signals that you deem to be good. And in this, it is not a matter of always being positive, but being aware of what you are paying attention to. And in that, when you are aware, as you expressed, when you can see what you are doing, when you are being more present, and you are aware of what you are expressing, and you are aware of what you are paying attention to, you can choose, which is first and foremost most empowering. And beyond choosing, you can also evaluate how important is that you are paying attention to. How important to you individually is that subject to you? Even if it is your boss, how important is that individual to you? Do you incorporate a personal relationship with them? Do you invite them to dinner? Do you socialize with them? Or do you only interact with them at work? And when you are at work, how often do you interact with that individual? How important is that individual to you? How much of your life do they actually interact with and occupy? Likely not much for most individuals. Therefore, why is this individual so important? They are not. Why is this individual so important? For they wield the power, do they? Are you creating your reality? Or is this individual co-creating with you? Which you are not co-creating with anyone. But in that, it is a matter of allowing yourself to breathe and reevaluate. How important is this situation? Remember, many, many, many of these expressions are linked to control. And control always incorporates that aspect of right. And if one is right, something must be wrong. In this, generally it is you are right and something outside of you is wrong. That is an expression of control that is very different from choice. For control always incorporates a force with it, and it always incorporates that factor of right. In this, that is another piece that you can be aware of. Why is this situation so important to me? Why is this person so important to me? And when you express to yourself, this person is not important to me, or this situation is not important to me, you are deluding yourselves if you continue to concentrate on it. If it continues to bother you, then it is important. You have made it important. Therefore, the question, why is it important, is valid. And in that, your answer can be surprising why it is important. For you may not necessarily actually genuinely agree with your own answer, which is an excellent example. For you do not know you do not agree with your own answer until you give yourself the answer. And then you can express that awareness. This is ludicrous. I do not even agree with my own answer. And then you can give yourself permission to actually not agree. Such as, it is important because my boss holds the power. Do I actually agree with that? No, I do not. I actually have my own power, and this individual cannot create my reality, and I believe that. That means I do not agree with my own answer. Very well. I do not have to hold to my answer any longer. Therefore, that opens an entirely new vista. For now, you are not beholden to that individual. You are not obligated to that individual. And that individual cannot dictate to you unless you allow him to. But I would express to you, congratulations. That was an excellent story. It was an excellent example of stopping and evaluating and being aware of what you were doing by incorporating sharing and receiving in relation to other individuals and applying different choices to empower yourself. And I would express congratulations.
Thank you, Elias, and thanks for the feedback.
You're very welcome.
Hello, Elias?
Yes.
I had a question prepared, but you asked about sharing my accomplishments. So some of the accomplishments I've already shared on the forum, so I'm not sure it would be of a lot of interest. So maybe you can help me choose which I should do here.
Matters not whether you have shared your accomplishments with other individuals or not. I would express the more you share in the direction of accomplishments, the better.
All right, then. Well, I have really two areas of accomplishment, which I rather liked the direction it went in. One of them is that I am applying what you are saying, for example, things you just said now and things you have said for a long time. And previously, I understood these intellectually, and I believed them intellectually, but now I really understand them intuitively. And more importantly, I can see that I'm applying them, and I've had very significant results as a result because of that. And the other thing, which I actually shared on the forum, but to me, at least, anyways, it's very significant. It's my ability, which I've been practicing, to connect with your energy and outside of a session, and build upon that. And I actually want to talk to you about this on a private session.
Very well. And what of your news in moving in a more comfortable direction and an exciting direction in a personal capacity, in meeting and interacting and sharing with a new individual that is fulfilling to you?
Yes, that has happened too, and that was very significant, and it turned out not the way I expected, but...
And definitely a new change in a direction that is inspiring and encouraging and directly associated with you paying attention to you and applying the information in a manner to be empowering to yourself and to be allowing yourself to express yourself genuinely, and therefore drew another individual to you, which is, I would express, a significant subject, for there are many individuals that want to be doing that.
I recognize that.
And that are not necessarily doing that yet, but this is a tremendous encouragement in sharing that supportive energy that what one accomplishes, all accomplish. I would express congratulations to you also, and perhaps in this new year, you also will be moving in new and inspiring directions and accomplishing in the direction of expressing much more satisfaction in a personal capacity. Well done. And thank you.
And for the transcriber's note, this is the moderator. I believe that was Listel in California. I'm going to ask a question on behalf of Jennifer Marguerite in New Orleans, which is the following. My good news is following my passions and noticing the people I draw to myself, specifically old friends. Marguerite.
Excellent. And thank you for sharing that. For in this, I would also express that this is significant in incorporating the old into the new. That individuals incorporate a tendency in this time framework these days, so to speak, to generate the idea that anything old should be discarded, or that anything old is limiting. And that is not entirely correct. It is a matter of perhaps perceiving that old in a different manner and allowing yourselves to incorporate some of the old expressions, such as old friends, and bringing them into your new and sharing and moving in a direction of appreciating what was, and also applying that basic formula of creating your reality, that when you pay attention to what is satisfying, you will create more of what is satisfying. Therefore, even in that, what you already have, you expand on. Therefore, it may be a matter of reevaluating and appreciating what you already have, or what you have had, and expanding that in new capacities and allowing yourself to empower yourself with that and generating those connections to be expressing more of that interconnectedness. Individuals that perhaps you have moved apart from, or perhaps have even outgrown in your terms, does not mean that they lose all value. And in that, even if you are not objectively or physically reconnecting with individuals that you may have incorporated relationships with pastly, you can move in a direction of appreciating what you did experience and express with them when you were engaging with them. And in that capacity, pulling that old into now in a new capacity with a different perception of appreciation, which allows you to do that action of building on what you already have. Congratulations, and a significant acknowledgement to you also, and thank you for sharing.
All right, do you still
have questions? Hello, this is Christine. I moved into a new place that is mine about a year and a half ago, and I found it's taken a while, but I've found I'm feeling much more settled when I am in my own space, and it allows me for myself to expand a great deal. And I've also noticed that the groups of people that I am associating with who have similar interests as I do, those relationships feel really good, and I feel more like myself than I have in many years. So I'm appreciating that, and I think of your words constantly and how I might generate that feeling as I move forward.
Excellent, and congratulations to you also. I acknowledge the struggle and the difficulties and the challenges that you have engaged in past time frameworks, and it has been a challenging road. But in that, I would very much be acknowledging of what you are doing now and how you are emerging and moving into much more of an empowerment of yourself. And in this also, this is an excellent example of a different type in which giving yourselves permission to enjoy yourselves and be alone with yourselves is a significant direction also. Not every one of you is socially inclined, shall we say. Not every one of you is naturally comfortable with continuous interaction with other individuals, or that enjoys engaging groups of individuals or social interactions. But in many capacities, many of you generate expectations of yourselves that you should be moving in those directions. You should be engaging other individuals. And especially in relation to the idea of being interconnected or expressing interconnectedness, individuals generally automatically think that that means they must be more interactive objectively and physically with other individuals. And that is not necessarily the situation. It is more a matter of awareness than interaction. In this, you are all always interactive with each other, whether you are objectively aware of it or not, and you are interconnected. You cannot be otherwise. In this, it is important to also give yourself permission to engage yourself and to incorporate some time alone in which you are aware of yourself and you can appreciate what you do and you can discover what you are interested in or what you prefer or what you like and what you don't like and what you are comfortable with. I would express that many of you may be considerably comfortable with your own company if you gave yourself permission to engage your own company and not placing expectations on yourselves that you must constantly be interactive with other individuals. Therefore, I very much acknowledge you and express congratulations in this, giving yourself permission to be with yourself, but not moving in the direction of hiding and isolating is very different. And in that, this is a tremendous step and a great empowerment to yourself. For I would express that I am aware you have engaged time alone pastly, but in a very different capacity and not liking it. And in this, the expression of enjoying your own company and appreciating yourself in your own solitude at times, and how that allows you an easier flow in interaction with other individuals when you choose to be interacting with other individuals, that is tremendous. And I am very acknowledging of you and greatly encouraging of you to continue. Well done.
Hi, Elias. This is Marij from Maastricht, the Netherlands. I was hesitating before a little bit before sharing because the example I was going to give, you talked about it extensively because last year I started a job teaching at a high school university. And within a short time, I realized being more present, being more able to be feel present, that it was not going to be a job that I was going to be happy in. And I really could decide that I had to stop. And it was a really joy to feel that I was acknowledging me, even although I like to share with young people. And that was the reason why I started to do that. I'm still sharing with young people, but not in that capacity of being a teacher.
The Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is excellent.
Thank you. That is
wondrous. That you allow yourself to follow your passion, but you recognize environments that are not necessarily comfortable or healthy for you. And in that, not moving in that black and white direction, not dismissing the entire direction, recognizing that you enjoy young individuals and you want to engage with them, but that that particular setting may not be the most conducive for you or the most creative for you, I would express a tremendous acknowledgement to you.
Thank you. The funny thing was that the moment I shared with my colleagues that I was going to stop, I said to them, because I didn't want to dismiss them, it's not making me happy. And from that moment on, they are very much more sharing and questioning their own reasons why they...
of the little sapling.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hi, Elias, again. So that was a fun. So I wasn't sure whether I was going to share this example because you talked about it so extensively, but I want to share another example then. And that was, is, it's not a was, it is. Right now, my partner and I, we are together for about 8 years, and it is maybe a topic that some people find somewhat odd, but we had a very, really nice meeting. And we also had sexuality and fun in that. We always laughed while having our meetings and encounters. But for the last, I would say, 6 years, we don't have that. And what I really find an accomplishment is that it's not a problem because we know that on another level, and another reason we meet and are together. So I felt it as an accomplishment and very empowering to myself, and that's why I use the example that I'm not going to in any belief that people that have a relationship should have whatever people say that they should have, and that we can be happy and have our sharings and our discoveries and our growth and growing awareness without bothering what other people think that people should have when they have a relationship. So I wanted to share that as well.
And thank you. That is also a tremendous offering and greatly appreciated, for that once again is another example of being that sapling and not concerning yourself with the perceptions of outside sources or even the constructs that you yourselves may have incorporated as you have learned and been taught and as you have grown, but stepping outside of that and allowing yourselves to create your own blueprint, to create your own fashion of what is comfortable and successful and satisfying to you in a relationship with another individual. And this is tremendously important for most individuals are very influenced by the constructs around relationships, what they should be, what they should look like, what they should incorporate, all of the criteria, what you should do, what you should not do, what you should concentrate on, what you should not concentrate on. And in that, much of it revolves around the other individual rather than yourself. And what is comfortable for you and what is natural for you and what you express. And in that, what discourages individuals once again from moving in that direction is that isolating factor, that fear that they are the only individual that thinks or prefers in the manner that they do. And that if they actually allow themselves to express their natural flow, what they naturally want and move in, that they will never find another individual that will complement that or that will be compatible with that. And that is very untrue. It is that factor of being silent that isolates you from each other. That silence in not allowing yourselves to be yourselves and to express in what is natural for you, that does not allow you to discover how many other individuals in your world actually do move in a very similar direction to yourself and incorporate similar interests and similar directions, similar likes, similar wants. And in that, it is very easy to express that silence and that isolation and justify it in the direction of, I see many individuals around me and none of them express in the manner that I do. I would propose to any one of you, regardless of where you live, regardless of where you reside, whether it be in a large city or whether it be in a small town or a tiny village. There are many, 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 many more people that you do not interact with than you do interact with. There are more people in your town or your city, in your community, that you do not know, that you have never met, that you have never listened to, that you do not know what their opinions are or what their likes and dislikes are. There are so many more of them than those that you have heard. In that, in similar manner to any of you that are silent about yourselves and your preferences and what you like and dislike and what your natural flow is, and fearing that you will never discover another individual that incorporates similarities to yourself, there are many, 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 many other individuals likely in your vicinity that are thinking and feeling the same. Therefore, the wondrous contribution and encouragement of an example to be yourself and create your own blueprint and express in your own manner and not concern yourself with all of those constructs and not be silent. Congratulations and thank you for offering.
Thank you, Elias.
Hi, Elias. This is the moderator, and I have a question that's been typed in from Jens Samira, which I'll read. He says, hi, Elias. Here is Jens Samira. As we discussed 2 weeks ago, I am more and more able to be in fully shifted mode. I appreciate that very much. Nevertheless, I encountered this week strong conflicts, especially with my younger daughter. Of course, it is a good opportunity to maintain and being present, which is quite challenging. Can you explain why I create such situations now and how to address that most efficiently, right? And he adds that he is now for 45 minutes in fully shifted mode. The energy during this session is very helpful for that.
I would express that in relation to your daughter and the challenges that you express, that may be tremendously affected by maintaining being present. And remember what I expressed to you previously. You may be experiencing time frameworks of being fully shifted, but you are not yet at a point in which you are maintaining that consistently and constantly. In this, many of you are incorporating moments of being fully shifted and experiencing that and actually being objectively aware of it in moments. But I would also express that this aspect of being present and maintaining that expression of being present continuously every moment of every day is continuing to be not entirely familiar, and it is definitely not automatic yet for any of you. And in that, I would express that being present does not necessarily mean that you are shifted. I would express that being present will aid you in moving more quickly in shifting and becoming shifted, but whether you are shifted or whether you are not shifted, that factor of being present remains very important. Therefore, that would be the most significant aspect of the situation. And in that, addressing to that factor of being fully shifted or not being fully shifted in different time frameworks, yes, being present will aid you in maintaining that more. But in that, they are different actions. Let me express in that capacity that they are not the same. And in this, when you are interacting with your daughter or with any other individual that may present a challenging situation, first of all, remember what I was expressing previously in this conversation about evaluating what are you feeling? What are the signals that you are generating? And in that, define them. And then evaluate, what does that mean to me? And what is the opposite of that? And allow yourself to do it. Not what is the opposite of what the other individual is doing. Or not what is the opposite of what you want the other individual to be doing or not doing. What am I feeling? What does it mean? And what is the opposite of this? For the opposite is what I actually want to be expressed anyway. Therefore, you give yourself the choice and the opportunity to do precisely that. And in relation to the interaction with the other individual, if it is uncomfortable, define what it is that is uncomfortable about what is occurring with that interaction. I would also express that the more present you are, the less control you express, and therefore the less it is important to be evaluating what is right and what is not. In this, it is a matter of genuinely paying attention and evaluating what you are feeling. That is a very significant piece, but not concentrating on the feeling and allowing it to dictate your behavior and then react.
I think we have, we have a few minutes left. If somebody wants to throw in another question, I think that's, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So my question is, how will the shift affect people's attitudes towards personal health and the treatment of disease and illness?
In capacity that it affects any other subject. It is a matter of being more aware of what an individual is creating and why. In this, it is not that you will not create illness evermore, or that you will not create conflict, or that your health will always be good and perfect. That is utopia, and that is not what you are creating, but that you are aware of what you are creating and why. And therefore, if you begin to move in a direction in which you are affecting of your health in some manner that you do not want to, or that does not serve a purpose, for wanting and serving a purpose are not always the same and are not always synonymous. But in that, in creating some physical affectingness in a moment that you may not want to continue, you will be aware of why you created it to begin with and know what your choices are in how to address to it and whether to continue it or whether to change it. Now, in that, the most significant piece is being aware of why you created a particular manifestation or affectingness of health. For even in this time framework, individuals may not want an illness in those terms, but even now, individuals create physical expressions or illnesses and are aware that they are doing that for a reason and do not always choose to stop it. If it is generating the payoff that they want or that they choose, they may choose to continue to express an illness. The difference is that even with individuals that do that now, they do not always know how to undo it. They do not always know how to stop it once they have begun. And in this, in being more aware of what you are doing and why you are doing it, and being aware of your choices, that gives you more mobility in relation to how you manipulate your health, your physical body expression, and those choices in moving with a direction that you have a purpose for what you are generating physically. If it is in the direction of illness, and it is not necessarily always to avoid.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Elias?
Yes.
Currently, a lot of turmoil, I would say, happening in certain parts of the world regarding people that fleed from other countries to other countries. In our country, you would call them refugees. Things are happening, cultures clash a little bit. How would you see that this has a function, or does this have a function in the shift as far as maybe showing us something, or question mark?
Most definitely. I would express that this is merely another flood, and in that, it is an opportunity for all of you to be expressing choice and to be recognizing that interconnectedness and to be recognizing your automatic expressions and reactions and what type of energy you are contributing. It is very purposeful. I would express the reminder to all of you once again, pay attention to what you do and pay attention to those reactions.
Right.
Thank you.
I express a tremendous gratitude to all of you in your participation and a tremendous acknowledgement to all of you in your offerings of your accomplishments, of your sharing, of your interconnectedness, and your empowerment. I would also express a tremendous lovingness to each and every one of you in wondrous supportiveness, in tremendous affection, and in continued dear friendship to each of you.
Bye, Liz.